Well, farmers and ranchers need tax certainty to thrive in a modern economy. In making permanent the deductions that expired in 2013 and others that will expire later this year is a good step in the right direction. That's the message a group of Oklahoma Farm Bureau leaders delivered to Congress this week during the annual Congressional Action Tour. Wayne and Linda Taggart farm near Fort Cobb, and they were part of the group.
There are several tax deductions that farmers receive right now that are going to be off the table December 31st, 2014. If these aren't decided early, a farmer or a rancher will not know how to purchase their equipment, how to plan for another year. And we need to get those taken care of before December 31st because you can't go out and do anything after that point in time.
It's also real hard for the legislators to get the majority of their co-workers here to understand the problems that they have. The great majority of the congressmen are from areas that know very little about agriculture, and it's a continuing problem with our congresspeople to educate the rest of the peers there so that they'll understand a little bit about what's going on, and they're working very hard to do that.
The farm leaders called for extensions of several now expired deductions to benefit the economy as a whole, including a $1 per gallon tax credit for biodiesel production, wind investment tax credit, and an added depreciation for the purchase of new capital assets, such as farm equipment. But there was more on the farmers' minds than taxes. Among the other issues was the new farm bill, the EPA's proposal to redefine the waters of the U.S., and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listing of the lesser prairie chicken. Josh and Kim Emerson farm near Shakota, Oklahoma, and they both believe it's important to establish close contacts with their congressmen and senators.
Kind of on a one-on-one basis about what's going on up here and how we can help change some of the things by going back home and telling the people back home, the farmers and ranchers, about what's going on up here and what kind of trouble they're having getting bills passed.
Just kind of a good atmosphere to be able to talk to the congressmen and senators one-on-one and be able to really get a different approach from standing in Washington versus standing in Oklahoma and meeting those guys face-to-face and truly getting to see them in a different atmosphere where they're in their work environment up here instead of being at home.
I think one of the most important things about getting involved, you build a relationship with those guys. They get to know you. They know where you're from. They know your background, what you're producing, and they're willing to stand there and talk to you about what's going on up here and how it's going to affect your operation one-on-one. I really didn't expect it to be so busy up here. There's so much going on in the Capitol. I can understand why there is some gridlock up here just because there's so much going on.
I probably appreciated the fact most that the congressmen and senators do care what your voice says and what you say, and that your face-to-face meeting with them does matter, and your voice back home really truly matters when you get out there and talk to people.
That's Josh and Kim Emerson from Shakota, Oklahoma, and before that was Wayne and Linda Taggart from Fort Cobb. Now, more than 50 Oklahoma Farm Bureau leaders made the trip to Washington, D.C. this week. It was part of Oklahoma Farm Bureau's annual Congressional Action Tour.